the open door. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. This event in Scripture takes place as John is cast on the Isle of Patmos as a result of preaching the gospel of the kingdom. While on this island, John is taken up to heaven in a vision where he encounters an angel who tells him to write the mysteries that are soon to come. Soon enough, he encounters Jesus in his post-ascension glory, and Jesus begins to address the fact that as a result of a person's labor for the kingdom, doors are open to them, and no man on earth can shut these doors. So it's simple. No labor for Jesus, then no open doors. So if you're asking why no doors of blessing are open in your life, it's possibly because you are working for yourself instead of working for God's glory. Dear Lord, help us to understand that only the things that we do for you will last. Remind us that doors may open because we are talented, but the door only stays open because we are favored. Remind us that only when we continue to strive for you that these doors are kept open. Lord, help us to keep your word. Help us to be strong. More importantly, help us to acknowledge you publicly at all times. Because when we acknowledge you publicly, you will bless us openly. Here's a piece I call The Open Door. If God says I'm blessed, who can argue with him? I mean, you can argue with Jim and you can argue with Tim, but you can't really argue with him who sits on the throne, because blessing comes from him and from him alone. And even if your peers don't like it and they disagree, there's no way to stop this thing from being. It is exactly as God intended. Blessings in time and blessings in mind for God's descendants. But even though the blessings in mind, there's no blessings in crime, only blessings when you start repenting. There's a gulf between the blessing and the blessed, and it oftentimes leaves you feeling stressed. It is a sinful gulf, full of wrong desires. So there ain't no blessing for the thief and the liars. No, there ain't no blessing for the sellers and the buyers, because the blessing only come through testing and trials. Because this here, it can't be bought, and many have tried, many have plied, and yet many have died. Without God in their life, yes, many have fried. But as for me, I make blessing a choice. Blessing only starts when we start heeding his voice, which means stopping the noise and stepping away from all your friends with their fancy toys. True blessing is not in a Rolls Royce, because you can own a Rolls Royce and make the most noise and go on many trips while you're looking real poised. But that does not mean that you're blessed, because behind closed doors, God knows you're a mess. Some of the rich and the famous, they can't find their soul. Then some of the others wish, but they can't find a goal. Like lost sheep, they can't find the fold. They got their money in a heap, but they can't find the gold. Isn't it sad? How after everything they have, they still want more. Got 3 cars and every bling, but still want 4. What in the world are they looking for? Can't they be satisfied? Then again, that is why you told us to try. Because the enemy is cunning and sly, and he's running you dry. And when he's done, he wants you to die. That's why the people run, and they openly cry. That's why when their fun is done, they're broken inside. As I plead, we open inside. Lord, mold us in strides until we empty in pride. Put a token inside for the broken in mind. Lord, we put fun and we put joking aside. Because you told us to walk straight, but we've broken the line. Now we can't even walk straight because we're broken and blind. But by your stripes, we are healed. And by your blood, we are sealed. I hope this doesn't seem too funny. Because the truth is, we can't pay for redemption with all our money. No, salvation cannot be paid for. It is a free gift from God. The celebrities are all struggling because God knows they're richly poor. They got everything for free, even the clothes they wore. And with everything in me, I say, clothe me more. I'm living for Jesus, the one who can close the war. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. 'Tis so sweet to trust him more. Trust him today and your peace will soar. Trust him today with all your core. Because when you trust him, he will openly pour. And when you praise him, he opens it more. It's amazing. He opens the floor. Lord, we only ask that you open it more for the rich and the brokenly poor. There's no one who can stop the blessing when you open the door. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.